Once in a little church, long ago and far away, there was a grandmother. Right on cue. Thank you. She asked the pastor, the grandmother did, if her daughter's baby could be baptized. The minister told the woman to have her daughter come by with her husband, and then they could discuss the baptism. The mother said there was no husband. The child's mother was very young. The pastor went to the parish council and told them of the woman's request. There were questions about the father, questions whether the mother would keep the promises made. The pastor asked if there were ever guarantees about that. It was all rather awkward and unusual, but plans were made for the baptism to be the fourth Sunday of Advent, just as we celebrate today. The pastor asked that the candidate for baptism be presented, and up walked Tina, the young mother with her 2 months old baby James in her arms. Came to mind among members of the congregation that this young mother and child bear a striking resemblance to another young mother and child, Mary and Jesus, who came into the world not unlike James and Tina, not exactly a red carpet rolled out before them. As is the custom for baptisms in the little church, the pastor asked, "Who stands with this child?" Tina's mother walked slowly to the front to join her daughter and grandson. And there the three stood alone until there was a noise from the rear of the church. One of the elders was making his way out of his pew into the aisle, and he walked to the front to stand beside the young mother. And then his wife came. And another member of the parish council came, and soon others were making their way forward until everyone in the congregation was huddling around the Madonna and child being born anew by water and the Spirit that December morning. And so too, as we gather this morning, we stand with Mary and Jesus and Tina and James. They are our family too. Earlier at the 9 o'clock service, the children and adults did that very thing, gathered around the Holy Family beautifully. They and we all are made family by our joining the family of God. We are brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, all. All because God decided to join us, to stand with us as one of us. And God loves us to death, and then some, we being his children. And that's what we celebrate this morning. A lot of attention on walls lately. One in particular. Do you know last month was the 29th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall? I remember hearing the news that November in 1989 and thinking, I didn't see that coming. It was a surprise, a wonderful one at that. But though it may have seemed a sudden turn of events for many around the world, it wasn't necessarily serendipitous. In fact, it was preceded by a gathering of people in the city of Leipzig, less than 1,000 people to begin with, who met peacefully on Monday nights for more than 2 months to give voice to hope and to protest for the sake of justice until their numbers grew to well over 300,000. With candles in hand, the people encircled the church of St. Nikolai, the church in which Johann Sebastian Bach and God would compose many of his cantatas. And there the people would sing songs that brought such influence they put cracks in that wall and changed the balance of power in that terribly divided part of the world at that time. In the scheme of things, St. John's Cathedral is a healthy-sized congregation, but we are by no means a megachurch. Isn't it like God to start with something comparatively small, a young mother and a child, a tiny baby, around which gather poor and rich, shepherds, and eventually wise ones who would become witness to a host of heaven announcing and celebrating a change is gonna come. Young Mary and old Elizabeth, two women joined in a common experience neither of them is ready for. If Mary is at all fearful of what is happening to her and what would become of her and the one she would be responsible for in the world, Elizabeth exercises her anxiety with an exclamation of joyous hope. Emmanuel, God is with us. John the Baptizer, the coming son of Elizabeth, begins his work in utero. Not yet born, he prods his mother to proclaim joyously to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, lush fruit bursting at the seams." You, the prophet Micah would prophesy, "Yes, you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth one who is to rule in Israel, and he shall be the one of peace." On the cusp of Christmas, on this last Sunday of the season of anticipation, with the giving and receiving of gifts at the center of our attention, let me suggest two questions to consider in this ripened time. What is God giving us and why? Think about this grand space so wonderfully adorned, the addition recently of the annex. And what would they be but for the people of this community? Do you see the treasure we hold in common? With the gifts of God for the people of God, we are people richly prepped and equipped. And why? Why does God bless us with such abundance unless it is for us to do something with it according to God's purposes in the one of peace? I haven't the answers, but I am confident these are good questions for us in this world of walls and women and children clamoring to be safe and free. Like the people of Leipzig, may our songs today grow to shake the windows and rattle the walls and announce the times they are a-changing. Some walls are good and necessary, but we need more bridges in our faith communities, churches in our nation and in around the world. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O One of Peace. Amen.